babe. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. Maybe I shouldn't have stood behind your locker, waiting like some kind of stalker. Speaking of stalkers, can I talk to you for a sec? You have class? You can be a few minutes late, no biggie. I took that class last year. It's an absolute snooze fest. The teacher spends the first 15 minutes babbling about his personal life anyway. You're not missing anything important, trust me. So, can we talk? You look nervous. Relax. You're so cute, oh my gosh. Okay, so there's something that I think needs to be addressed. What were you doing last night? Yeah, duh. Obviously you were home. Where else would you be? But what were you doing while you were home last night? This isn't like an interrogation. I'm not sitting you down in a dark room, shining a spotlight on you. We're just talking. Because last night, I got a really interesting notification. You liked one of my pictures. And not just any of my pictures, but a picture I posted like a year ago. And then you very quickly unliked it like half a second later. But I saw the notification. You were totally stalking me. Wait, it's cool. You don't have to explain yourself to me, it's totally fine. I'm not, like, mad at you or something. Why would I be? If anything, I'm flattered you were thinking of me. And so late at night, too. What exactly inspires you to look me up? You were just curious. Somehow I doubt that. I just think there has to be more to it, is all. For you to be scrolling so deep into my Instagram posts that you're accidentally liking a post from a year ago, you would have to be looking at my pictures for forever to scroll that far down, considering how often I post. I think, after staring at me in class all day, and at lunch, and during gym, you just simply couldn't get enough. And late at night, before you were drifting off to sleep, you found yourself thinking of me. And you wished you could stare at me some more. So you picked up your phone and you searched up my name. Am I right? Because why else would you unlike the picture? You must have been embarrassed. I mean, of course you were embarrassed. It's embarrassing as hell to be caught liking a picture from a year ago. That's like next level humiliating. I would literally change my name and flee the country if that happened to me. But it's totally okay. People stalk each other online all the time. It's what social media is for. And it was a really cute selfie. I would have liked it myself if I were pathetic enough to like my own pictures. What really intrigues me is the fact that you're not even following me. That's what I found especially strange. Like, what the hell? Follow me already. If you like my pictures that much. What's your username again? I didn't have the chance to look at it very closely before you unliked it. Because I'm gonna follow you. Duh. Not much to look at here. You should really post more. I bet you look cute in pictures. Yeah, look at you. There's no way this face isn't photogenic. And your haircut's not even that bad anymore. I actually think it's so cute that you cyberstalked me. Like, you actually were thinking about me to the point that you searched up my name and probably scrolled through 100 other girls who have the same name as I do until you found my account. It's like a modern day fairy tale. You know, like Cinderella. Going door to door with the glass slipper. It's so sweet. It's even sweeter that you're so embarrassed about it. Yeah, see? You trying to play it cool is like the cutest thing in the entire world. Oh my gosh. You wanna know something crazy? I was actually thinking about you last night too. Totally. You're new to this school. You just transferred here. And I worry about you. I want to make sure you're fitting in okay. On your first day here, I invited you to eat lunch with me and my friends. But you never took me up on it. Instead, you just always walk right past me and sit at a totally different table. And I know you see me, because you're always locking eyes with me from across the cafeteria. Anyway, it was weird. All of that just kind of popped into my head, and then I couldn't stop thinking about you. Funny timing, huh? Maybe we have some kind of telepathy or something. Because it was so random. I was all cozy in bed after a bubble bath and a fresh pedicure. My satin sleep mask over my eyes. And then boom. I think of you. Not just the way you steal glances at me in the cafeteria, though. Other stuff, too. The way your eyebrows furrow when you're concentrating really hard on an exam. And the way your ears turn pink when I make you nervous. It's like my head just kind of created this montage of you. All these different moments when I've noticed you. Moments when I didn't even realize I was paying so close attention. It's so funny how you get this nervous around me when I don't think you have any idea what you do to me. The janitor's closet, now. Come with me to the janitor's closet. Unless, of course, you don't want to miss your teacher's story time about how he didn't have enough milk for his cereal this morning, and His neck felt a little stiff after he woke up, but that might just be because he used a foam pillow instead of a feather pillow. And did anyone else see the traffic jam on the freeway? Okay, then come with me. You remember what I told you about this closet, right? On your first day here, when I introduced myself and told you a little bit about the school. People call the janitor's closet the makeout closet because the door is really thick, so it's pretty much soundproof. And the janitor always leaves it unlocked. Personally, I've never made out in here. Because, hello, gross. It smells like Clorox and there's just a bunch of gross mops and buckets in here. But, right now, I think I can get past that. Tell me you're obsessed with me. Come on, I know it's true. I want to hear you say it. The way your eyes always find me in a crowded room. In class, in the cafeteria, in the school parking lot. You're always staring at me. And then when our eyes meet, you look away. I wish you wouldn't do that. I wish you would just own up to being obsessed with me instead of trying to hide it like there's something wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with having a crush. It is. So you do admit to being obsessed with me. I'm obsessed with you too. Were you thinking about doing this when you were looking at my pictures? I knew it. What was the picture you accidentally liked? A selfie taken at a high angle so you could see my cute little denim rhinestone skirt and puckering my lips. Did you think less than 24 hours later my lips would be on you? No? Why have you been so shy about having a crush on me? It's like you have a hard time admitting it or something. Is there something wrong with liking the most popular girl in school? Because if there were, then I probably wouldn't be so popular. It's just because of what? You weren't sure how you felt about me at first. What do you mean? When we met, I annoyed you a little. Condescending. You thought I was condescending? I've been told that before. Condescending. It's not a good thing, is it? I'm sorry. What do you mean, am I being serious? Yes, I'm being serious. I really am sorry. I'm sorry that I came off that way, yeah. Why do you find it so hard to believe that I'm apologizing? I'm not a totally cold-hearted bitch. When I introduced myself to you on your first day here, that was real. Okay, I meant it when I said I wanted to be your friend. Why would you think it might have been a prank? Right, because I messed with you about your locker. And when I walked up to you and pretended your locker was mine, I forgot about that. But then I helped you get it opened, and it was jammed, and I showed you how to unjam it. Isn't that something a friend would do? Is that why you've been so distant? You weren't sure if I meant it when I said I wanted to get to know you. Wow. Well, do you believe me now? I think my actions speak pretty loud. This is real.